Fresno, California. Located halfway between LA and San Francisco, it's the gateway to Yosemite National Park. Scenic mountains and farmland surround this picture-perfect town. The city has a reputation as a great place to raise a family. But it's not as all-American as you think.
Oh, is that an ad term?
No, I think it's a term.
I've never heard it, and I've been around.
You've never heard that? you're about to be a...
I've heard of Wham, walking around money, but I've never heard of Kiss.
Whoa, walking around money.
Keep a little Wham in your pocket.
Wow.
What?
Never heard of that one.
That's new to me. It's a great phrase, though. I like that.
Sounds like you're keeping drugs in your pocket.
Next job interview, let's try to slip that in. I'm just trying to keep a hefty selection of Wham. Come again? A little walking around money, you know, guys?
Depends, I guess, what job you have.
Which I think dovetails perfectly into this pod.
It does, yeah. Really.
Kiss? Wham.
Ma'am. So we're having another, as you can't tell, by the sound of noshing on our jaws, we're having another morning pod and enjoying the
one
the
of us
that come with it.
One of us is keeping it professional.
Guess which one? The boobs, because she keeps bringing them.
Yep.
That's who's keeping it pro.
Hip hip hooray to the boobs.
Hip hip hooray to the boobs, who you may now be able to put name to face. Actually, they never called you dog boobs on that, did
they?
No. Why not? Why is that not your
I don't know. That should just
your
be
legal
name
now. Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Is that your coffee name at Starbucks?
It should be. But I have to pronounce it Dogbo Obis, so they think it's like a Nigerian name or something. Otherwise, they're going to be like, fuck off.
Or it's Dugod Obis.
Dugod
Obis.
Obis.
Right?
Yeah. Dugod Obis?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
God, you can start a religion.
Right?
And then at the end, you're like, it was actually dog boobs the whole time. You all just got burned.
That's like... sphincter says what situation.
Totally.
You know,
I'm always looking for more situations to bring those back.
The old Wayne's World.
But yeah,
stuff.
Speaking of my real name, you can check it out. I was an honorable guest on a friend's live arcade talk show. If you go to adumbthing.com, you can check it out. Not live, but you'll have upcoming dates. It's really cool. You can like call in from wherever you are and basically play games like Don't Wake Daddy or...
What is Don't Wake Daddy? I've never heard of that.
You remember those like commercials back in the day where it would be like you're tiptoeing around the board game and there's a dad in his bed in the middle and it's like if one wrong move and the dad springs up and is like, I'm awake! And it was like, fuck, dad! Like, he's gonna hurt us.
That sounds actually kind of familiar, but I'm not entirely sure.
Sounds
it's
like
a memory that I can't pinpoint
it's
where it's from.
Your life or
right? It's yeah.
The memory
that
of
sounds
game.
Like a very familiar scenario. Has that happened?
Yeah.
In my life?
But check it out. I was the first guest.
Oh, you're the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I'm looking at this promo of you. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I was really happy to see how little you've talked about the pod, which is cool.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't
really
want to
keep
prepared.
That under our
your Chiron our should say.
But I did mention it.
Dog boobs.
I know.
World class podcaster.
I know. Yeah. Next time, I have a feeling I'll be a guest again, and this time I'll be more prepared. To be honest, I was a little nervous this time because it was the first go around, and it relies heavily on technology. Technology has scared me for a long time. Yeah.
Maybe all three of us should do more co-promotion.
Yeah.
Co-pro.
Like on Kathy and Hoda in particular.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like we would do really well on there.
They would.
All you
got to
do
that.
Is like pretend like you're going to sleep with them in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They're kind of like dirty old ladies.
Yeah. Right? You slip them a roofie before the interview.
They're just like, hi. And
yeah.
There's just a lot of awkward
pauses. You guys
pauses
just
on
have to
show.
Make sure I don't get ignored because they wouldn't want anything to do with me.
That's true.
They would ravage you.
Okay.
These ladies are ferocious.
They are tigers.
I'm trying to figure out how to fix your mic here.
How do I do it?
I'm not sure. It's. I think you just need to...
Should I just bring it like closer like this?
Frida and you have the same mic, right?
Yeah.
Same mic.
Because his sounds great.
Well, what the fuck?
I am pretty much in it.
Yeah. I think you just
should
gotta,
I just stay
gotta,
really, really close
I think
to
you
it?
Have to talk to the face of it.
Okay.
Yeah. See, that sounded cool. Anyway, this is DigiReddit, your weekly podcast about Reddit culture and the internet and... that's an alarm. And and cities in California, which is what our topic of today is. So for anybody new to this sub or this pod, rather, this is we are three buddies who like the internet for obviously a million reasons. And what we do every week is we talk about a different subreddit on reddit.com that we found or have wanted to dig in deep. And we discuss.
Yeah.
Let me get some like air in ours. It's got a... Oh, now it's from you.
Me?
You're... Oh, man, there's some strange things going on in Dog Boob's microphone. But it's fine. We're gonna get over it. But but yeah, so...
I smell a conspiracy.
You guys trying to phase me out?
I know. Exactly. But
Mike's tinny. Now it's hot.
You better just...
Now
unplug.
You just should probably leave the room.
Wait in the car. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. It's okay. Like a modern-day firing. Nobody can just tell you. You just tell... Someone just tell
just
me what's going on.
Just go wait in the car.
That's like a very French approach to employment.
Okay, guys.
Anyway, so yeah, every week we go over a different subreddit. I think this is episode number 23, so you have 22 other episodes to learn about Reddit if you're new to the subject matter. And if you're not, you know how it works, and you know how crazy it is, and you know how visual it is. So if you want to follow along with some visual cues, go to digireddit.com, where we put up visuals that accompany the episode, every episode. Mostly made by us.
Internet and art at its finest.
Internet art at its mediocrest. Yeah.
Always made on the fly,
right
after midnight.
Exactly.
That's one of our catchphrases.
It is. We have a lot of catchphrases. That's one of them. Yeah.
We're seeing which ones stick.
Yeah. Well, another which is Fresno, Fres maybe?
No, Fresno, Fres yes. Fres maybe?
I don't know if we've decided Fres yes is a thing yet. I think we got to get into that today.
Oh, I think it's
on
a
this
thing.
Pot.
And you know, I think it's got to be about weighing the pros and cons, because on the one end, it's the city addicted to crystal meth.
Right.
But on the other end, you're near Morro Bay, Pismo Beach, Yosemite.
What's Morro Bay? Is that like...
Hold on.
You're near a lot of beautiful natural... like parks. And
yeah, Morro Bay is like the southern part of Big Sur.
Oh. See,
it's
I've
like
never been to
the,
Fresno.
The gateway, but Fresno's not...
It's not right there,
but
it's
like
so central to everything in California.
And Yosemite, and you're not far from San Francisco or L.A.
Yeah.
Right.
And big, in Sequoia National Park. Like, mm-hmm. It's a staging ground, I'd say.
Cool.
You can do day trips to Cambria.
And
Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Carmel.
You see the zebras running along the highway. Hearst
Magic
Castle.
Mountain.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
These are all things in Fresno?
Out, around.
Around.
They're
zebras running with you on the highway?
Yeah. It's so
at
it's
the
like
Hearst, yeah, the Hearst Castle,
the
guy was like a wealthy tycoon, and he built a zoo just like Pablo Escobar.
Oh.
And so he has, like, there's still a bunch of zebras that, like, populate his fields.
Damn, dude.
And, like, as you're driving up the road, you can actually see them.
You
can drive
Fres,
in
yes.
there and do tours and see more of the animals, but you can see the zebras, which is just one of those things, like, you know, we're not in Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty weird and cool. So we're going to get into it then. So we're going to learn about Fresno. So what's probably going to happen on this one? We're not going to...
Setups. We need to set this up.
Yeah. So Frida over there is going to set it up. I'm gonna give a little my own personal setup. We're probably not going to be like... This isn't a tourism board thing. We're not sponsored by the city of Fresno because we're sponsored by TrueSwords.com and their competitors.
Yeah.
And we can't betray our
primary
our,
sponsor
exactly
our breadwinner. We got to earn a living somehow.
We got to earn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Fresno's not handing out anime katanas like True Swords. Can't give that up.
No.
Or leaded black caps.
Leaded black.
It's in my list of things to buy tomorrow. Payday.
Yeah. So
anyway, continue.
At the end of every one of our pods, we hit a random button and. and the random just sends you to a random subreddit, and Tycoon over there, it's your dad, because he's gilded, gets like the best randoms. And me and poor man dog boobs over here, we just always land on some like small town, like
small town like St. Paul, Minnesota,
or like like Little Rock, and it's they're just like the kind of least exciting subs on Reddit. They seemingly least exciting subs. So one of the ones we land on a lot is called Fresno.
Do we land on it a lot?
Yeah,
dude, I've gotten it a few times.
I've gotten it like twice, and like so. It's,
and it's sad because we always we're like now
we're always like bleh, but
so Reddit's really pushing Fresno, California on everybody right now.
I think.
I gotta wonder why.
Well, Fresno is the new Malibu.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well that's so, that really mitigates expectations quickly. I think.
DaBoobs, are there rules on here?
Let me see if there are some rules on here.
Usually you like crush the rules.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't even look like there are. They just have a frequently asked questions section.
They just got this is kind of the Wild West.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And I actually do enjoy, I like the fact that they have an FAQ, because I think that'll let us get to know a little bit about Fresno before we start getting into like the local meth farmers and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
But I've already uncovered, which I'm sure you guys have, like a pretty interesting conspiracy.
Oh, I want to hear about that. Every
and I'm not episode. Like a conspiracy guy.
Oh, okay, yeah, you are.
I'm just a bi guy who likes conspiracies. Well,
hey, this shout cream, out this cream rises
whoever,
to the top.
Whoever.
Well, shout out Alyssa Lamb. Shout out Line 911's Inside Job.
Anyway, all right, so
before we get into the conspiracy, which I'm excited for, I think we'll go through a couple frequently asked questions, because these kinds of pages seem to operate as a like a tour guide almost.
Right.
You've got 50 things to do in Fresno, tower guide district or district guide, art hop guide, best breweries in Fresno, best place to eat, burgers, pizza, best Fresno road trip. So I think it's these kinds of subreddits exist, I think, for people who are considering traveling there.
Right.
And want to know the latest.
Also, I think, man, that's a good note, because right? I'm about to go on a gnarly travel, or might be on the middle of one when you guys hear this this pod. Go to Greece and Hungary and Serbia, etc. But I haven't done that yet, which I think would behoove me to do so, because it actually does sound like a pretty practical way to use Reddit that I've never even thought of.
It's true.
So anyway,
travel tips. Like recent crime sprees and places to avoid.
Recent crime sprees.
Recent murders in your hotel, etc.
Places not to walk as a tourist.
That's valuable information.
It is.
Bed bug hotspots.
Uh-huh. Bed bug hotspots.
I mean, hopefully the Greece thing and the all the places I'm going thing, we're doing a lot of Airbnbs and a couple pretty swanky hotels. So
I mean, when you take a trip to a place like Greece, there's been so many other people that have gone there, so like the internet has so much to say.
Right.
It's too much. It's hard to like fine tune what you want to do, and so I think Reddit would be a pretty good place.
Yeah, there's also there's a guy named SantoriniDave.com who I get a lot of my information from.
How leathery is that guy's skin?
Santorini Dave.
He's just a well molded box of soup. Man.
His inner thighs are leather.
Yeah. So Santorini Dave, shout out Santorini Dave. Shout out True Swords.
Wait, is this a real guy you know?
No. Sorry. I mean, it's not a real guy I know, but I feel like I know him because he's been giving me hella tips on the internet. So r/Santorini Dave. Oh, by the way, this is r/Fresno. Really simple. And for anybody who is not from California, maybe not even from the United States, this is a city in California between LA and San Fran, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's considered to be part of the Central Valley, which is the area between what you just said, San Francisco and Los Angeles. And it's kind of like the breadbasket of the farming industry.
Right.
The Central Valley in California provides like 80% of the produce for the country.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's like a massive machine. And so all the nuts you eat, all the tomatoes, garlic, go down the line. Yeah. I can keep naming fruit.
You know, maybe. There's a lot of...
hold on. Apricots, apples. I'm talking about almonds, pistachios.
Walnuts.
Hold on.
Peanuts.
But you know what? That also introduces an interesting point, because I think that one thing that we'll get into, we keep talking around Fresno. We should probably start talking about the actual subreddit for Fresno, but obviously there's been a huge drought in California for the last like 3-4 years. How long has it been? It's been about 3 years, right?
Probably at least three years.
Yeah, I feel like it's been going on since I was a kid, actually.
Oh, but there,
when I was growing up here, it was going on in the 90s.
Yeah, and I feel like there was, it's just become a hot topic.
A little bit of an El Nino lull. Where we get some rain, but most years seem drier than wetter.
Nice.
Right. So the reason I bring that up is because since Fresno is such a farming capital of California, if not the country.
This guy.
I know, man. I set a million alarms because
is it a call in?
I was
ooh, it was 69 boys.
I was sincerely worried that I was gonna sleep through this pod today.
Yeah.
Because
oh, no.
I was just like
super tired.
I was super tired, I was in snooze mode, I was like, fuck my friends, I'm gonna sleep through this. So I set thousands of alarms, and I'm not a pro. Anyway, so but we've been having a gnarly drought. So a place like Fresno has drug problems, which I would argue is partially because of that. Because there's been a little bit of a bad drought, which affects the farming, which is Fresno.
Except yeah,
et cetera. So.
But on a positive note, maybe to kick Fresno off in a fun way.
Yeah.
Here are 52 things that you can do in Fresno.
I like that. I like, let's do that.
This is part of the FAQ for people who are like,
right,
wow, I'm stuck in Fresno.
Should we maybe just hit the top
trip.
Five?
Right. Like, what do I do? Yeah, yeah, I'm not going to go.
It's like Crystal. Crystal.
An hour later.
Crystal.
Crystal, man.
Ice. Crystal. Yeah.
The shotgun range.
Now you can attend a Stageworks Fresno play.
Is that number one?
Yeah. Every summer, the author here looks forward to seeing at least one of its shows, which are intimate and top-notch.
Ooh, the Fresno Bee. This is where we're pulling this from, the Fresno Bee right now.
Yeah. So hot, that's a good news. One. I mean, going to see a local play is actually kind of fun. I've done that a few times in my hometown.
Right.
I mean, I was bored at the time.
Right.
But looking back, I think it was a really important experience.
And this
for
says
me.
A number about
how
says,
was the play, Dabu?
Well, I had to go see The Scarlet Pimpernel, which I didn't know was a musical, and I came in my sweatpants, and my dad was very upset. And literally,
you brought like a bag of Doritos
yeah,
and sweatpants. You're like, let's do this.
What's this? And like,
who's that millennial with the Doritos?
Who's that millennial? Yeah, it did not turn out well.
Where's the screen? Where's the screen?
Where's the fucking screen?
It's
when does
play.
The show start? It's already started. Fuck off.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but I'm sure Stageworks in Fresno.
It's different. It's different. Totally different experience.
Work.
Right.
It's a big city, and they hold down. Like,
yeah.
But not big enough to where the number one thing on their 52 things to do is more exciting than a
yeah,
play.
It's yeah. a play.
It's like see a Matisse.
Yeah.
But the second thing,
yeah.
you can go on a Clovis wine walk.
Oh.
What's not to like here? You buy a ticket, you take a map and a glass, and you hop from store to store tasting wine around Old Town. It's a great girls or guys night out.
Wow. Yeah. Party.
I'd do that. If it's just like a straight fee.
Love
like,
walk.
I don't want to pay every time I go to a new place.
Yeah. And
I
like wine. I like getting hammered. So mm-hmm.
I'd do
like
that.
I'd be a,
you like hitting the grape juice.
I like the
pretty
grape.
Hard. You're yep. drinking right now.
I'm slammed on grape juice at the moment.
I'm making Father, Welches. Son, Holy Spirit motions right now because number three is African Adventure at the Fresno Chaffee Zoo.
Oh.
Rippers and Piecers Harambe.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Harambe.
But it's a 13-acre expansion that opened in October, and people are raving about it. Even
it's a good climate
Jack
for
Hanna.
Zoo. Oh, Jack Hanna?
Yeah.
Wait, so it just opened?
Just opened.
Ooh. That's a hot
well,
item.
Well, let's see when this was
That's
written.
Actually, my interest is peaked.
Holy shit, yeah. Just opened.
I feel like they have a like an African Sahara kind of vibe. Up, like the weather is kind of
yep.
like dry, yeah. lion-esque.
Deserty.
Yeah, I feel like lions would do well in Fresno.
They wouldn't know they've been transplanted, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea until they see... I see all that Mountain Dew.
There's Mountain Dew
totally. In their water
Lifted
supply.
Trucks.
Yeah.
And here's Crystal. A really great thing yeah. that Fresno
it's
does. It's called the HOW dinner.
Cool.
Helping One Woman dinner.
Helping
so
woman.
What better way to help one woman than to make monthly dinners at a local restaurant that lets you give back without, you know, trying too hard.
I like it.
I think that's nice.
If we were on Hoda and Kathy Lee, we'd be talking about that one for a couple minutes.
A while.
Right now. So let's. We get the idea. There's a lot
it's
of
fun stuff.
Locally, maybe the guy that wrote this is a lonely 60-year-old man. or a woman. So those are kind of lame, but kind of cool if you're into lame stuff like that.
I think we should get into math now, though.
Yeah. The number 52, by the way, is Walk Christmas Tree Lane. The street is decorated with houses and Fresno's holiday.
I do that.
So maybe this is organized by season.
Don't do it in June. Yeah. Do it around Christmas time.
Yeah. All right. So back to the actual sub. Now we kind of get into what what city subs are probably for. So I'm just gonna go. Okay, we're gonna really be trying to dig into like inside Fresno jokes, knowing nothing about it. I've assumed. So maybe we should just start with that one that we just saw about the conspiracy guy.
Yeah, go into that conspiracy.
Well. Yeah, so there's this interesting thing going on in Fresno, guys. I mean, you look at the town and it's not as nice as you think. So apparently there's this guy named John Lang, and doing a little quick little deep dive here. John Lang was an activist who was promoting police accountability in Fresno, and he predicted that the cops were going to kill him. And his body was just found.
Wait, this happened in Fresno?
In a burned building.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In a burned building, dead. So what's the best way to get rid of the evidence? You burn it.
Yeah, burn it.
So but John
they didn't
Lang
do a good enough job, did they?
Didn't do a good enough job because they know who he is. So John Lang talks trash about the cops, trying to get them kind of trying to, you know, force more accountability with the cops among Fresno, because apparently they're, you know, beating people in every city in America, according to John. And then he ends up kusmutzed. So
stabbed.
Man, stabbed. Yeah. Are you guys doing a deep dive? Because I'm doing this in real time. That's why maybe I'm not like a
he was
expert
stabbed,
on this.
Stabbed.
I'm finding this on.
Isn't really conducive to suicide, if you ask me.
Right. It would be one of the hardest ways to kill yourself.
Yeah, I agree. Especially to the chest.
You can't even aim the knife that way.
No.
So
what happened here? So it says, in the days prior to his death, Lang posted on Facebook at least 3 times that he feared corrupt Fresno police were going to try and kill him, and he asked other anti-police activists to come stay with him. He was alone in the barricaded house when he died.
So, oh, that's interesting. So, yeah, so there's actually a subreddit called /r/JohnLang.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the sub info says, this is a subreddit for those interested in exploring more about the death of John Lang, a Fresno resident who believed that law enforcement were going to harm him. The subreddit is focused on finding the facts and the truth, which also mean conspiracies.
Yeah. Right.
And weeding through speculation and hearsay, which does not exist in my mind.
Oh, shit.
So we've just uncovered like maybe a new Elisa Lam situation coming
sounds,
out of
sounds a lot like a Elisa Lam situation.
It so definitely
here's,
does. I mean, look, we got
full...
big, we have big farming,
yeah. Right?
We have big pesticide. Mm-hmm. We have,
big Fresno,
big wine tour,
big Fresno,
big wine walks, big plays in the park,
big play, big theater,
but here's
big local theater.
Here's the official death report. This guy named Lupa Wolf says, I just read the whole damn report. They don't say what caused the stab wounds. They don't say self-inflicted. They say it wasn't stabbed through his clothes, meaning he was naked while he was being stabbed.
Ooh.
Where is the fire report? What started the fire? What proof is there that he intentionally started the blaze? Where do they state that the stab wounds were self-inflicted? Or where does it specifically state that the wounds could not have been from another attacker, especially when the victim felt his life was in danger days before he died? Are there past medical records? He mentions work on a Facebook post. Where are the testimonies from friends and relatives describing his descent into mental illness? They are claiming the man barricaded his doors, set his house on fire, and then stabbed himself 3 times... Has anyone provided a shred of proof that he has any reason to have the willpower to do this to himself? How does a coroner rule smoke inhalation as suicide? There's no mention of who caused the wounds. I'm sorry, I just don't understand. Are there answers to any of my questions that even suggest the official story is legit, or is the whole thing just fucked? And then the response is, everything about this story is fucked, LOL.
So what was the original reason why why he was being sought after by the police, etc.?
It sounds like he was a really outspoken anti-police figure in Fresno.
You know what Kaepernick's up to on the 49ers?
Right.
Same thing.
Similar idea.
Less platform.
Interesting.
This other guy's comment says, sounds like a good movie, but I think he just killed himself for fame.
Sounds like a cop.
I laugh because I'm like, the worst way to get famous is to not be alive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's counterintuitive.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
So... So that one is... That's Fresno. That's home of Fresno. I am looking at one right now. Do you guys know what yarn bombing is?
Is that when you just, like, wrap a tree in yarn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Fresno yard bobs?
Apparently there's a Fresno yarn bomber.
Is it... Like, did people like that?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure that out right now. I'm in the top of all time, which, by the way, we didn't get into this at the beginning of the pod. There are 2,833 readers in the Fresno sub. 8 on here right now, which is kind of strange because it's 7:50 in the morning. So I don't really understand what those schmucks are doing up.
And really, it's 5 because we're sitting here doing it.
Yeah, that's like, that's true. Actually,
people?
That is. I always forget that.
I just saw this yarn bomber.
Yarn post. Bombing. He put some pants. He wove. No, that's not what you do with yarn, right?
Knit.
Yeah, I guess he knit. He knit some pants on a dinosaur by a gas station.
By a Sinclair. Harmless. Yeah.
By Sinclair.
This could be the marketing geniuses at Sinclair. trying to go viral, right?
But it seems like the article or the post is Fresno yarn bombers strike again, which obviously implies it has happened before and probably more than once. So I had never heard about yarn bombing. Is it a uniquely Fresno thing? I kind of
think this is even a more interesting kind of a conspiracy than the last one. The last one's like sad, but this one is like, whoa, there's kids out there getting together with a ton of yarn, which yarn ain't cheap.
No, that's expensive stuff.
Yarn ain't cheap. Plus, that's like, do they?
This looks complicated as fuck, dude.
How do they do it? I don't understand.
How do they do it without being seen?
Yeah.
Graffiti's like so weak compared to this. Yeah. I have no respect for graffiti artists anymore. Now I have all my respect for yarn bombers.
Yarn bombers.
You got to be there for at least 6 hours.
Yeah.
You got to set up shop.
Like, underneath the dinosaur's undercarriage.
That's right.
Right.
Just knitting away.
And at every gas station I've ever been to, the fluorescent lights are so bright that being spotted is so easy, right? That's why the lights are there. So to yarn bomb like in front of a gas station like this is pretty really fucking weird. Hardcore, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Man, you know what I'm also discovering about local subs? So part of the reason we chose to do this is because it's a local sub and there's tons of these where it's like Ottawa and shit like that, where it's like, what about it, right? Part of what it makes these interesting. Obviously, they're only talking to people in Fresno primarily. I think our initial assessment that this is like a tourist thing for Fresno, there might be a little bit of that, hence the FAQ. But when I'm looking through the top posts and posts in general, a lot of them, like there's one that is the top of the security bank building, right? And it's just a guy who literally climbed up the building in Fresno, which I assume is it's obviously the bank building. Just climbed to the top of it, seemingly without getting approval. Kind of got up there and it's just like, "Hey guys, this is what it looks like from up here." and everybody just kind of goes, "Oh, I've always known. I want to know what it looks like up there.
Save me a trip, thanks."
Yeah,
dude.
Which is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
You know,
it's I saw that same post, and I was like, "Ah, you caught my attention."
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, it's for people that are from there. I mean, this is kind of what's nice about Reddit, right? Is you have like, if you're doing one on the Toronto Blue Jays, it's not like, it's not the same information that SportsCenter is going to give you. It's like the kind of inside joke central
and shit like that. Don't pee in urinal 3.
Right, yeah,
just
literally.
Just pubes on that toilet.
Totally. Like, totally.
Ah, thanks for that inside tip.
Totally.
I'll skip it.
This
is interesting. The Fresno Deputy Police Chief, Keith Foster, is arrested on distributing heroin, OxyContin, and other drugs.
Hey, yeah.
So it seems like, you know, he's arrested by the ATF and FBI. Like, they've been investigating him for a couple years.
Whoa.
So this has been going on alongside this Jonathan Lang thing. You're like, Wait, man.
Lots of corruption.
Well, it does it seem like the Fresno police maybe ain't straight?
Yeah.
And does this guy John Lang, like, maybe did he had a point?
Yeah, I just stumbled on this surveillance video of some, like, one of John Lang's neighbors caught of this really suspicious van rolling
the carpet
up.
Carpet cleaner?
Yeah, yeah, look.
It's always carpet
and they,
cleaning or
they
Rose
open
delivery?
It up and they're doing thermal scans aimed at this John Lang's house. And they just sit there doing that for
a while.
Wait,
they're doing thermal scans. What?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've gotten to that part in the video.
Infrared thermal imager to see if John Lang was home. And this is on John Lang's YouTube account.
Dude, dang. So John Lang might not actually be a crazy man.
No. Like, look at how fucking crazy this is.
Wow, this is pretty weird. Kind
thermal
of
imaging
me out.
Video.
Strange. Yeah. That would be wild.
So, guys, we're going to post this thermal imaging video because there's shit going down, dude.
Something's happening in Fresno.
Or so this is his neighbor. Fresno. So what we're watching is a nice, quaint street. Could be anywhere, USA. And the neighbor's security footage picks up this black van. Are you guys looking at this? The camera? It looks like he's got a camera. Is that what you're watching?
I think so, yeah. I think we're probably on the same video.
How do we know that's thermal imaging and not just a camera?
Well, either way, if it's just a camera, though, right? I mean, isn't that...
Maybe they're lost documentary crew. So this van pulls up and they start, like, sort of filming the house, and it's kind of bizarre because aren't that many Real Housewives of Fresno shows going on.
Anymore. There once were.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost... They've gone out of trends. Missing child in Fresno. Ooh.
Amber Alert.
Do you guys get Amber Alerts on your phone?
Yeah, they're the worst. They're really annoying. They make me sad.
I mean, part
I
of me is like...
I get energized to try to find them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like an empowering thing for you?
I'll be like, I'm going to go for a drive.
Huh.
And
but
I
it's always...
Like,
isn't it...
In the car.
Isn't it like a... Champagne Honda Accord?
Yeah, it's always...
always.
It always
you're like,
yeah, literally always
champagne
like that.
Colored.
And you're like, God, there's 10 billion of those in LA.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's always in places that I'm never really around.
Yeah.
The other one I get a lot lately is the dust storm warnings. Do you guys
really? Ooh, I don't get those.
I've been bitching about these for like, I don't know, 2 weeks. Not a long time.
Well, that.
But I keep getting, it's the same thing as an Amber Alert, but it's a dust storm warning. It's a weather warning. And I'm like,
huh.
Okay.
Does that have anything to do with where you live?
I don't think so. I think it's like a place for Fresno, like up in the high desert where they have drier, windier climates.
Interesting.
I'm kind of go outside and look around. It's like beautiful blue skies. I'm like, where the dust at, yo?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
the dust at?
No dust. Unsubscribe.
You got my attention.
How does that work? Do they just geolocate anybody in an area and say there might be like, or do they just like get a hold of your wireless subscriber and go, hey? Tell everybody that's on your plan that this is a thing, right? Or like,
it makes sense, right? It makes sense, but they've effectively boy that cried wolf me. Like now,
right.
Next time I get one that's like tsunami, I'm like, yeah, maybe.
There's a fire in your house.
I'm be like,
I don't know.
I'm keep
I doubt
watching
it.
Narcos.
Yeah.
You guys, I just found
that show rules,
the
by the way.
Scariest Ooh. Thing.
I like it
on
a lot.
Fresno.
On Fresno.
By the way, Ooh. Before you get into scary things, the listeners probably have already figured this out, but. You there's a nice sound of the ocean in your microphone.
Man. God. Boobs.
I don't know why. It's kind of pleasant at moments and then it's kind of annoying at moments. So
what's wrong with mine?
I don't think it might be your mic. I don't know, whatever. We're just going to keep pressing on.
Okay.
Bad pod.
Bad
pod etiquette.
Bad pod.
A dumb thing. All right, continue.
Okay. So
scary thing.
This post is looking for a change of pace. Let's look at the Fresno Nightcrawler.
Oh yeah.
Oh, no.
What's this all about?
Hey, everyone. I thought I'd post a mystery that's always intrigued me. It's something that was caught on video in Fresno, California, and has become known as the Fresno Nightcrawler. The video is from a surveillance camera dating back to November 2007. Mm. It's positioned to record the owner's front yard and was set up because someone had tried to steal something from the owner's yard on a previous occasion. On the night the video was caught, the owner was woken up by his dogs barking in an unusual way. He got up and looked at the security monitor and saw creatures about 2 to 3 feet tall moving across his lawn. He grabbed a camcorder and recorded the monitor screen. So here's the recording. We'll put this up on the website too.
So
God, there's a lot going on in Fresno.
Okay. I don't
I'm watching it too.
It looks like happening at like a state hall.
Like here.
Looks like a.
Looks like a pole.
Looks like a 3-year-old wearing a sheet, right?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know what those are. That's a weird question.
So there's a TV show called Fact of Faked, and they investigated the video. The crew went to the home it was filmed at and tried recreating it with different experiments. They even used the original security camera. I was unable to find a free video clip of the faked or the fact or faked crew performing their experiments, but did find some footage that someone dubbed music over. It shows them trying a doll and puppet. In the end, they determined the video footage to be unexplainable.
So does that mean fact?
Yeah, fact or mystery.
Huh.
What could that be? Here's a close-up of the second creature at 1 minute and 15 seconds.
So, guys, they kind of look like stick figures slash...
They're aliens.
Aliens, for sure. They're aliens. Could be John Lang.
Could be.
Could be a kid wearing a cape.
Also could be.
God, Fresno is popping, though. Obviously.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff happening.
It's popping.
I got an interesting theory.
Oh, yeah. It's walking in a weird manner.
Oh, it's an alien. Like, that's an alien.
For sure,
watch
no question.
This. Watch this move. Come on, little guy. Here he goes.
Does it?
It's an alien.
Yes, I watch it. So I got some theories. Fresno, you know, I think it gets a reputation for meth or not much is going on.
We haven't really talked about meth yet. We should probably talk about that at some point.
They got a kick-ass Jamba Juices.
Yeah, they do.
But maybe this is the, like, because we're reading so many, like, interesting stories that kind of surround the town's lore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe that's because there isn't that much else going on and people have sort of created...
Yeah, I mean, the top comment
like
here
real
is
life entertainment.
This is literally the most interesting thing to happen in Fresno. That's the top comment.
So I guess what I'm getting at, here's my theory, is that if you live in a slower, more boring town, are you going to be more creative about your theories of what's actually happening behind the scenes?
Possibly.
Yeah. Are we too distracted in big cities? Like, we don't know what's really going on?
Kind of seems like that to a degree. You know what, though, with Fresno, like, Fresno is not... that small. That's kind of what's crazy about it is, like, I'm you know, looking, I'm getting a little deeper in the Fresno thing, and it's so they have around 500,000 people.
Damn.
And so a lot of the shit that we're seeing is like the kind of thing that you would see pop up in like my hometown, which is like bumfuck nowhere kind of corner of West Virginia, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Fresno has 500,000 people. I'm kind of confused why, like, I'm kind of confused at some of the shit we're seeing, because it feels like, you know, a lot of the stuff is like, hey, there's a sale at the mall today.
Yeah.
Right? And you're kind of
like, you're a big city.
Yeah, you're a fucking city, guys. Get your shit together.
Yeah. Yeah, get a museum. Well, they got the zoo. That's pretty dope.
I mean, they now have the zoo. They got the zoo. They got the yarn bomber. So the reason we keep up bringing up meth, by the way, is there was an episode by... This British documentarian, Louis Theroux.
This one's great. Just to your point, poppy's blooming like crazy up by some road. You're like, right. Yeah.
Check it out.
They are blooming like crazy, but like, you could be talking about more cool shit.
Yeah.
I know.
But to be fair, flowers are pretty cool.
Flowers are pretty cool, especially if you can turn them into heroin.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm just looking at a poppy field, actually. Oops. <It's> like, they're just making drugs.
But yeah, so there was a documentary in 2009 by a guy named Louis Theroux, who is a British documentarian, and it was called "The City Addicted to Crystal Meth," and it was entirely about Fresno, because it had one of the highest number of users of crystal meth in the States.
When was it made?
It was made in 2009. So I wonder. I would like to know. I wonder if we can find this from the sub. Maybe not. How Fresno's doing with that?
Yeah.
Are they curbing it?
I just found this one post on Fresno that says, today I learned for each meth lab discovered in California, about 80 are discovered in Indiana.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
I got to challenge this whole like meth capital thing.
I don't think Fresno's meth capital.
I don't think so either. And every other city I hear about in America is always on the news like meth capital.
Yeah.
And there's like 100 of them, which makes me think we're just a meth country now.
Yeah.
Because there's too many meth capitals.
Isn't that crazy?
America is the meth capital. Like, we're all in it together, right?
Yeah. So let me, I'm trying to understand these graphs here. Is number, okay, in this graph, I don't know if it's like number one is the number one capital, but if it is, that's Colorado.
Colorado is number, oh, really? Oh, for meth?
Is that Colorado?
That is, yeah, Colorado.
And California's 47. That, no, for this meth? Can't, this can't be ranked because there are thousands in here.
Total of all meth clandestine laboratories.
In so 47 census. Found in California. Indiana has 1,471.
Jesus Christ.
Fresno's okay. Fresno's not even in the running.
Wow.
Illinois
so,
has 729.
I think we're uncovering even a bigger conspiracy. Fresno is not the meth capital of the world.
It's not.
It's actually just a pretty nice town where not much is going
on.
Louis Thoreau just needed, he was in Fresno. He's like, we need a story now.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So, yard bombers available. They're out of town.
I wonder. Wait,
what else can we do?
I'm here for the yard bombers.
Yes.
They're actually at summer camp.
Maybe they're kind of using this name and smearing Fresno's name because they're trying to get them away from the night walkers. They're the night crawlers. You know, there's Maybe. Clearly an alien outbreak there.
Yeah, and that's. I mean, that's. That's an interesting story too. Wow, we're it's really like, peeling the onion today.
Yeah.
So interesting. Wow, we are here. We're about to get in super meta land. Ready for this? So this is a post from today, or a week ago,
guys.
Which is still top of today.
Fresh
zero
off
upvotes.
The presses. Fresh off the presses.
One upvote now from me. What are the weirdest acts you've seen anyone do anywhere in Fresno?
Oh.
And then the actual post is, apparently Fresno is full of people far weirder than you'd find in smaller towns. Seeing what they do can make or break your day. I wonder what weird shit you've seen that made your day. That broke it. By the way, bonuses for anyone with pics and vids of weird shit happening.
Wow.
And then the top post is, why are you posting the same question in a shit ton of other city subs? Right? So this person is like
trolling for weird
cities.
Wow. You think he's like an out of work stand up comedian who needs like material. Or
oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Is he
oh,
probing
okay.
cities for
strange,
their weird?
There's a closed Facebook group called Strange Things You Find in Fresno.
Man, we let's see
Join
if
it.
Any of these people are on right now and I can jump in and see what's happening.
What's one of the weirdest things you guys have ever seen in a city?
Oh.
In a city?
Mine was
in general.
I was in Pasadena and I saw that guy who like violently plays his flute.
Ooh, whoa, that's a live sneeze.
Sorry, guys.
Live sneeze.
He like plays his flute in his parked car and gets super into it.
In a parked car?
Uh-huh, like on the side of the road. And
you saw that happening?
Yeah. I bet I could find a video of it.
Getting real.
Uh-huh. I'm going to find it.
I mean, what a weird question, because I feel like there's a weird stuff that happens all over the place, and sometimes it's in a city and sometimes it isn't. So does that just mean like wherever, like what's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Yeah.
I mean, if you watch the news, it seems like crazy shit's happening all the time, but what's the weirdest thing you've seen, I guess? You don't.
What's the weirdest thing I've seen in person?
You don't necessarily see like... very interesting things all the time.
That's a good question.
Look, this is the guy.
Bro.
Wait, so he just
plays a recorder.
Oh, while he's driving.
While he drives, I saw him in a parked car at the time.
Oh, so he's an insane person. He's
yeah,
like, yeah, okay.
But also talented. Go on.
Weirdest thing I've seen.
It's a pretty weird car accident. Recently, ooh. That I've never, you don't, I don't see a ton of car accidents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we live in a place where there are a ton of car accidents. So the fact that you don't see them is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of odd.
But I was driving down the 405 like at midnight, which is a major freeway here in Los Angeles. I was probably going like 75 miles an hour because it was late and it was empty.
Right.
And I was like in the left lane, and the car in the right lane, about 100 yards ahead of me, just took a left turn, 90 degree angle left turn into the median. And the car went up into the air like 10 feet and it flipped on its top.
Damn.
And I just kept driving right past them.
Did you read that in the news? It
happened right in front of me. And like if it happened 2 seconds before or after, like I might have been dead or something.
Shit.
And I was just kind of like kept, it just was like one of these things where I just kept cruising and I was like, whoa.
Did it?
I don't know if the guy was committing suicide or if he fell asleep. Jesus. Or
sounds like a sleep thing, especially if it was a little late.
Dude, it was the weirdest thing.
Sounds really gnarly.
On the roads. Yeah.
I saw a similar thing when I was young. It was definitely not in a city because I'm not from a city, but it was actually
from the meth capital of Columbus, right?
Yeah, from the meth capital of southeastern Ohio. Actually, I'm not. There are a bunch of places that have meth problems where I'm from.
You're meth adjacent.
I am meth adjacent. That's always a weird thing. I don't know if you guys have had this experience, probably, but there are some like people I know from high school who have gotten busted for like meth labs and shit.
Oh, damn.
That are like that. Like growing up, I would have been like, "Weren't you good at volleyball and stuff? Like, what happened?
Why didn't you go pro?"
Yeah, it was kind of. It's like a weird thing where I'm just like, "Huh? What a weird choice for you to go down that road."
That's so odd.
I know. But
you could have been so much more.
Yeah, pretty much. But I was driving home one night and a similar thing. I was like, I went into my little neighborhood where there's a pond, there's a very small pond on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I was like, there was a dude, there's like a family van upside down in the pond.
Great.
And
weird.
I was just like, the hell is going on?
What?
Right. And then there's a guy and his family, they had like gotten out of the van and they were just like, I don't know what happened. I don't remember what his excuse
Someone
was.
Someone fell asleep probably, right?
I don't know what happened, but it was like, can you just give us a ride back to our house? Which is like,
you gave him a ride?
Yeah. Cause I'm from a small town, dude. People don't get killed in places like that. People do get killed in places
like
that.
Like
they
that's
do.
How
but
you
were, you're like a tall man.
I was like a tall 17-year-old boy at the time.
Yeah.
But it was still like enough to where I was so confused too. Cause it was like I live in a small neighborhood. So yeah. It was like, wait, what? Who are you? What?
Why is your van in the lake?
Yeah. It was like such a weird, like, and they were like totally fine. Like nothing, like no scrapes, bruises or anything. It was just like,
weird.
I was just like, what is going on?
And then he killed his wife, pushed the van into the water and then
guaranteed
that's what happened.
No question.
What would have happened in, what was the movie you used to make? The Lucy Tales?
Oh, the Kelly movie?
Kelly movies. What would have happened in the Kelly movies?
Cause oh
I feel
God.
Like it would be a little more dramatic.
It would be dramatic. I feel like in the Kelly movies, if the van was in the water, it would be about Kelly personally saving Peter and Nathan and pulling them out and then finding themselves in a new town and they have to like
love triangle
make friends. Yeah.
Definitely love triangle. Yeah.
When are we gonna unearth those pups?
I did find the DVD. I would show you guys only.
Wait, you found the DVD?
Mm-hmm. Of the Kelly movies.
So I we like can't it. Publish that online for everyone to see?
Yes, we should.
Why don't we vet it first and right. then
get all the blur out all the nudes.
We might
trim
need to
the
edit.
Highlight.
Like I didn't have editing software back in 1997.
We gotta kick it. We gotta add some kick ass score to it.
Yeah, I need. Well, Jim, my brother worked really hard on the James Bond music.
Oh.
On the boombox behind the camera.
That's amazing.
But I just there are some scenes that drag. We might need to cut some stuff and then put it on the air.
I kind of think the drag is where the beauty is in this.
I'll let you guys be the judge of that.
Yeah, this is art films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a viewing next when you're back from your
trip.
Oh,
yeah.
I like this post, guys. It's in top of all time. It's like third page. So the thing just says, this is so true. And these are for all of our tried and true Fresno listeners out there. And then it's a picture of the guy from Lord of the Rings, as he said. And then it's a meme, and it just says, one does not simply find a place to park at Doghouse Grill. You get it. You get it.
We all get it.
None of us get it, but people from Fresno probably get it. And I feel like I'm out of the loop right now.
That's
and I'm
I love
and
that.
They're probably
the first time I'm jealous
blown away.
I'm not,
they're probably like, oh,
they're
damn.
Like, oh, that's so
they're
true.
So right.
That
you
is
don't just
so
park
true.
At the Doghouse Grill. It's so crowded.
But that is what I'm so confused. This is a city of 500,000 people. Like,
I know.
That's just one grill. I feel like there's one grill of many, right? Am I wrong?
Just one Doghouse Grill.
One Doghouse
I'm so
grill?
Confused.
And it's popping too, because you can't just park.
It seems that way. I mean, can you imagine if there? I just think it's a very interesting question. Let's do a comparison with Fresno's to LA's subreddit.
I thought you were going to say Quiznos.
To Quiznos. Because I think I subscribe to the Los Angeles subreddit. I don't know if you guys do. And it's a similar thing where, like, you know, they'll post, blah, whatever.
Holy cannoli.
But this one is like, this one has 73,000 people subscribed, right?
A little bit more.
A few more. So a lot of people, 200 on there right now. The top of all time, let's do a side by side. So
okay.
Top of all time for Fresno. Do I lose my...
That the top of all time for LA is beautiful.
I know. Top of all time for Fresno was...
It's a chicken guy in a chicken costume with a sign that says Fiesta Auto Insurance.
Right. It says toughest people on the planet.
Yeah.
Which I assume... I'm going to make an assumption about this one. That this is saying, damn, it's probably hot in that suit.
It's all about the heat.
Yeah.
It's really hot in Fresno and it's a little... And it's like dry. These guys... have
like
a shitty job.
Them.
Yeah. So the top of all time in LA is a beautiful picture of a meteor shower with a dog and a guy in a dinosaur costume watching it. It has 4,648 upvotes.
So it's art.
Which probably means it was top of Reddit's front page at one point.
Yeah.
Right. As compared to Fresno, which was 120 upvotes, and it was people from Fresno were like, damn, you're totally right.
It is so hot in those costumes.
I know. And Reddit.com headquarters was like, what is Fresno talking about? We don't get it.
Yeah. We don't get it.
No, so, I actually have seen a lot of memes about how hot it is specifically.
In Fresno?
Yeah.
Yeah, like this is another one. The title says it feels like this sometimes, and then the meme is there's a picture of planet Earth and then Mars and then
right.
The sun, except instead of Mars it says Fresno because it's hot as fuck,
hot and dry.
So they like to make heat jokes. Man, it must be hot. We should check that right. out.
I'm seeing another interesting trend here.
Come for the heat, stay for the chili dogs,
stay for Ryan's barbecue grill or whatever that place
Damn.
Is
Doghouse Grill.
Doghouse Grill. Ryan's Barbecue Grill.
So I want
to come to Ryan's Barbecue House Grill.
I would love if people
Home
from
the white
Fresno
bread.
Could kind of... Oh my God, look at this one. It's Bane. Right. You merely adopted the Central Valley. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't breathe clean air until I was already a man.
Yeah.
Wait,
I saw that one. That made me laugh. That was
so Central
one.
Valley is polluted. It's
hot.
It's hot.
It's oppressive.
It's oppressive. Small town without being a small town.
Damn.
So another thing I'm seeing on these local subs, which is a cool trend. By the way, I'm patiently waiting to be accepted in this Fresno is Weird Facebook group. I really want to dig deep reporting from the inside. You always see missing people reports.
Yes.
I think people are relying on Reddit to help find their buddies. Because I'm on the LA one, top of all time. Two of the top 10 are like, can you help me find my friend or dad?
Ugh.
Right? It was kind of a bummer, obviously, but yeah. Or a super bummer. But is kind of a cool thing that, in theory, people rely mm-hmm. on Reddit for, right?
Yeah, there's one for Fresno, too. Help find, they found him. Devin.
What happened to Devin? Yeah.
So police said they believe they may have found the body of a missing 32-year-old Leander man in a vehicle southeast of Fresno. Fresno police tell KVUE's ABC affiliate, KFSN, that they received a call Friday morning from a Holiday Inn hotel. The manager told police they recognized a car in his parking lot matching the description of the car rented by Devin Strunk in August. They found a body on the floorboard. The coroner's office is working to identify the body. They show no signs of foul play, and they think it's probably Devin.
Well, that's cool. So they found Devin,
glad
I guess.
They found him. That's cool.
That's way to go.
I am glad they found him.
I'm on.
So let me get this straight. He was missing.
He was missing
and Devin
for a
was
while.
Missing.
And then they found him.
Devin went on a barbecue Holiday bender.
This is an interesting thing about Fresno. Visa was founded in Fresno.
Really?
By Bank of America. I actually remember this now that it came. Bank of America in 1958 did this thing called card drops, where they dropped off, for the first time ever, they dropped credit cards off as just in Fresno as like a test site. They dropped 60,000 credit cards to people in the mail. They just like put them in their boxes. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you can just free money. You can spend whatever you want. And you have to pay it back at an interest rate. And people didn't even understand what credit was.
What?
So people are like, free money. But this is where it started. They just literally just like dropped it off. And then they started regulating it because they're like, you can't just give people access and then ask them for like 30% on that.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, that's like what mafia sort of does.
Right.
That's loan sharking.
It's like, oh, by the way, you owe me triple now.
Yeah, but it's got an interesting history in Fresno. So like everything we do today kind of goes back to Fresno, right? Like we're all connected to Fresno. We just don't know it.
Damn.
Wow.
That's Fresno so deep.
Runs deep.
Yeah. Fresno runs deep. I mean, man, I'm looking at all the LA ones now. I was drawing my own personal comparisons, and it really is like these city subs on Reddit. Not that we didn't know this already, this is kind of the assumption we went in with, but they're very much like for the people, and it's like I'm seeing all these things in the LA one that, again, I totally get because we live here, but I think it would probably be foreign to most people.
Yeah,
the LA one.
Well, I'm looking at shit like but it's like subtle things. It's like kind of a weird, like there's the second one of top of all time. It's an amazing picture, but it's like, I like drawing life in LA. Here's my latest called Late Night Cravings. And it's this amazing, amazing drawing of like a very specific taco truck and people like grubbing for food. But it's like a very familiar sight that I think if it was like my friends in, I don't know, pick a place, Detroit or whatever, they would be like, oh, cool drawing.
Yeah.
But I go, cool drawing that totally nails the exact situation perfectly. And, you know, the third is a little bit more national news, but let's see. Like number six, things I learned, or seven rather. The LA Parking Violations Bureau is actually run by Xerox. Jeff Golfer has spent 4 years trying to get a class action lawsuit started for us and has given up due to the threats from Xerox and the roadblocks run by judges with conflicts of interest, right? So this is about LA's parking violations, because LA has a problem with parking violations, as we all know.
Because they run like the mafia too.
Yeah.
You park your car for 2 seconds and they pop out of the bushes and give you a ticket. You're like, where the fuck did you come from?
You were not there.
How come you can't fix my potholes?
This is really funny about NorCal versus SoCal rivalry. Right. It's that scene from The Dark Knight where Morgan Freeman is being extorted by that stinky little white guy.
Right.
And he's like, Bay Area people love to hate on Los Angeles. They talk about how glad they are they don't live there. But do you want to know a secret? Los Angeles doesn't even think about you.
Right.
And this little kid's
in
like,
a nutshell, that's the argument. I'm from up there.
Right.
And I live here.
And they love smashing LA.
Every time I go home, everyone's like,
can't believe you live in LA, dude. LA is so shitty.
And I'm like, man, like everyone from here is from somewhere else. So they don't.
Yeah.
There are a contingent of people here that are Dodgers fans that hate San Francisco, but it's a small population compared to the greater good.
This is a greeting card from LA. I would get onto the 405 at 5 p.m. for you. It's like a Valentine's Day
card.
That
means a lot to people. That means a lot.
Exactly. That's like one of those things, again, where like,
that's a sacrifice.
Yeah. Like I look at the one with the dude in the chicken costume that everybody in Fresno is like, damn, that is so funny. And I'm like, sure. Maybe it's held fun. I don't know.
Must be hot in there.
So I feel like people that don't know the 405 would be like, oh, you have traffic?
It's kind of cool how like little communities just have their own inside jokes.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
You just do naturally.
Yeah. It's an interesting phenomenon.
I like, one of the things I personally like about Reddit is like, because of my job, I'm a writer and I need to find new ideas for things, like using Reddit as kind of content prompts is
a place to steal.
Mm-hmm. Place to steal. Yeah, or just like a place to get your brain flowing. Yeah. Like, and this is a good one from the Fresno Bee. And it's just an article somebody posted, but it's that the sex education has quietly disappeared from Fresno Unified Schools. Ooh. So like we're no, I took sex ed and I had sex ed in fifth grade, I think. Did you guys have where you grew up?
I had seventh. I had maybe fifth and seventh.
Yeah. Fifth, right?
Fifth was giggles. Seventh was terror.
Hardcore.
Yeah. I feel like...
I watched a pregnancy delivery video. Did you watch that?
What?
The lady just comes out. The baby just comes right out,
with
right?
a lot of cottage cheese.
Curly brown hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, the same one. We watched the same
video.
It
was like in the 80s.
Yeah.
You were in the class.
We were in the same... Oh, my God. You... Oh, dog boobs. Oh, McGillicuddy.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That's me.
Right.
Yes.
Duh.
Dog boobs. I bet we did have the same curriculum, though.
It sounds like we watched the same exact video.
I don't think... But you guys are both from California, right?
Yeah.
So I don't remember seeing sex ed until I was like... At like 16 or something.
Did you ever see like those
for better or for worse
driving head videos?
For worse.
Red Asphalt.
Yep.
Yeah, we watched that.
Red Asphalt. What was it called?
California Highway Patrol. That was a CHP vid.
They showed us a bunch of disgusting, violent car crashes with brains and guts everywhere.
Sounds like the.
Do you remember how it started?
15.
It was literally like a piece of asphalt and like blood would like drip across the screen. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
And it was just in this
Please
shitty.
Tell
graphic.
Me this it's exists online.
Oh,
so.
It does. It does. It does.
Red Asphalt.
I just remember one of the
And there was Red Asphalt
in
too.
Her
what
car,
really?
And her head was completely crushed backwards. Blood and brain going everywhere.
Let me tell you what, I still am a virgin and I've never driven a car. So it worked.
So I just searched Red Asphalt on YouTube and Red Asphalt 2 is the first thing that comes up.
Oh, nice.
So Red Asphalt 2, Red's Revenge.
Dog Boobs, we might have seen Red Asphalt 2.
We might have.
Red Asphalt, Judges Traffic School. I just want to see the beginning where
the music,
the blood ripples.
Pay attention to the score, I'm sure.
Oh, man, it opens on a flare.
Oh, boy.
And a cop throws down the flare.
And he's...
Red Asphalt. Oh my God.
You showed this to kids before you got in the car.
This is cool. Oh man, there's like.
It's disgusting.
There are like as many Red Asphalts as there are saws.
Yeah.
Like Red Asphalt 3, uncut. Red Asphalt 2. Red Asphalt 4.
Dude, taught me not to drive.
So we're seeing blinking lights.
See? This is a good place to
Zoom
steal
ahead.
From.
You gotta
this is
get
a great
to
place to steal. So Red What's Asphalt is from 1960, and Red Asphalt 2 is from 1980.
We saw the 80 one,
yeah.
Red's Revenge.
It only took them 20 years to get
this
it.
This looks so familiar.
Only took 20 years to
I know.
Shift their movie making message. Really.
If you want to get to the gore, though, just keep scrolling.
I kind of want to. I want to see the red asphalt, literally.
In my grade school, the cops, the local cops came, and they brought up.
Yeah, there it is. I just saw it. Oh man.
Yep.
I can just imagine the like
the kids.
I can imagine the voice like, that you over like slash rooms like Red Asphalt.
Yeah.
Red Asphalt. Red
Don't
asphalt.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Fucking brutal, dude.
Scare, man.
Oh, I just got body bags.
It gets worse. You see some stuff.
I don't know if I guess I'm into showing kids this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, look, we're talking about it now, so it obviously sunk in. We also only could watch like 3 or 4 movies back then. And that was one of them.
Yeah.
That's true.
So these people are okay.
It's the early age of cinema, 1980.
should we get Ninja Turtles 3 or Red Asphalt 4?
Osmosis Jones or Red Asphalt 2.
I want to. This would be the greatest prank to play on your kid. Would be like
we got 3 movie choices tonight.
There's
huh?
a horror film that just came out, Red Asphalt 3.
You
guys
want to
watch it?
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, what?
What the fuck?
Be like an art film? Yeah. Oh,
the
just
baby's
cut
okay.
to a baby.
He's just sad.
Man, Red Asphalt. Red Asphalt's Revenge. I'm not seeing a lot of dead people. I'm seeing
no,
a lot of people that are like...
Maybe we didn't see the 81. The one, maybe later in the game, it's when you get the dead people.
Ooh, Drive and Survive.
It's Red Asphalt.
Are
though.
You guys being visual with your words?
What?
Yeah, right now they're just... taking care of people who are hurt.
This is an auditory medium.
Oh, yeah. I keep
We're
forgetting
posting
that.
Red Asphalt
Oh, this looks
too.
Like a new one.
Oh,
starring,
shit.
Starring a guy that looks familiar.
Oh, but they're using actors.
Yeah. Oh, that looked like a real dead person.
Yeah.
We're going to post all these videos of red asphalt
You'll see.
I remember...
Oh, guys, here's a good one.
So brutal,
what?
Dave and Buster's is coming up. Oh,
God, that is a terrible frame.
Oh, my God.
Oh, worst pod ever.
Worst pod ever.
I mean, I don't even know if I feel comfortable putting this on the site.
That was a person.
But I kind of don't want to leave it. I got to be honest.
Take screen grab and just...
All right, like, fine. I'm just going to make it my background photo.
It's really fucked up.
This is really gruesome. And it looks...
Can you please describe to some of us other people who don't have...
This is a day...
please describe it.
Jesus Christ.
This is... man, Fresno just got interesting.
Yeah, dude.
Fresno's not boring.
Fresno... Fresno created red asphalt.
We got conspiracy. We got Visa. We got aliens. We got hot air.
We got smoggy air.
Visa started. There.
Hot.
Oh, what? Really?
I just said that.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
The fuck were you 17 minutes ago?
I was talking about red asphalt, dude. I found a horror film about traffic school, and I'm into it.
All right.
Okay, describe what you
So
see.
There's a photo of a guy. So his right arm is like all which ways. Not like broken or anything. It's just kind of like clearly out of its socket, kind of hanging by his head. His body is together, but his back... Like his oh my God, his like back, his like, he's not in good shape. He's not in good shape at all.
Twisted about.
Yeah. He's all twisted about.
I don't think he survived.
A bunch of things are broken.
His face looks like, if you ever saw the movie Mask with Cher.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like Corky. What's his name? Corey? Kramer?
I don't know the name, but I know exactly what face
he looks
you're
like that
about.
doing a yoga position.
Yeah.
That's real scary. That's gonna haunt my dreams for sure.
Yeah, look for it on
Did you read it? We might have to put a big blurry.
Yeah,
email us if you want the full picture because it's a pretty gnarly one.
It's pretty bad.
What else we got? So, this is an amazing headline from. This is about LA again. I'm sorry, I kind of wandered into the LA sub because we're talking about local things, and I wonder what the New York one is, actually.
That'd be probably intense.
It'd be really intense. Let's go check out the New York one, too.
You're so off topic right now.
Not really.
Our fans in Fresno are like,
what the fuck, guys?
This is our time.
We always live under the shadow of LA.
And we're like, oh, talk about the LA.
I know. This is a billboard in LA. It says, from LA, this is for Delta Airlines. It says, from LA to San Fran in less time than LA to LA.
that's accurate, that's a great headline.
Yeah, I mean, you can fly quicker than I get to most of my meetings.
Yeah, I mean, that's so absurd.
Of course, you got to get to the airport, which there is no train that takes you to the airport. It's the only major city in the world with no train that takes you to the airport.
I know.
Right.
They're working on it, right?
No.
That's what everybody tells me.
Airport said they won't allow it because it's a private enterprise, and so they don't. So a train is going to an area where you have to then get on a bus that then takes you into the airport.
Eat my
So we still have to sit on
balls.
Eat our balls.
That is so fucking dumb.
Doug Boob has 6 boobs and 12 balls.
12 balls. Take them or leave them.
I like watched your thought presses there. You're like, eat my
balls. What you gonna say?
Balls. Fifth graders with a pod.
Ooh, all here's right. an interesting thing. Fresno mentioned in this article, disconnected in Silicon Valley's shadow.
Okay.
Where is Fresno in relation to Silicon Valley? Judging from this picture, Silicon Valley's in the sun, Fresno's in the shade.
Which is contradicting our theory about the guy and the chicken costume.
Maybe it's just that they're so close, they're not getting any... I'm not going to read this article right now, but maybe they're being overshadowed.
Yeah.
I did read that real estate market in Fresno is like number 15th in the state, which is pretty good. It's a good time to buy.
That's pretty nuts.
And you're close enough that you could get those Silicon Valley jobs and live in Fresno.
How far? Yeah, it's like let's call it three hours.
A few hours.
Like 3 hour commute?
Got a couple books on tape and you're good to go.
Damn, dude. You want to commute for 2 hours a day every day to Uber.com?
Yeah, 2.5. I mean, damn. If it's paying,
it's pretty
maybe. But here's the thing.
Crazy.
Why are you so... Why do you want to stay in Fresno so bad? Just move closer.
Yeah. Because you've been breathing that Central Valley air.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Because Fresno has history. It's got charm.
It's got Visa.
It's got aliens.
It's got nightcrawlers.
You guys are missing the point here. Fresno is dope.
I want to go to Fresno and find out about these fucking nightcrawlers.
We should do a field trip. We should do a live pod.
So here's
from the Sinclair gas station.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
From where? We got to get a hold of the Yard Bombers and see where they're next going to strike, and we'll do a live.
I like this term,
Facebook feed.
Fresno Fuego. Somebody wrote.
Yes, I love that.
So I'm gonna here's a fun way to end this sub because I feel like end this pod because I feel like we're getting in real good time and mm-hmm. Boobs here's gotta go.
What are you doing, Boobs?
I gotta go interview someone.
For a new sniper position.
For a new sniper position on my troop.
At the agency.
Yes. Yeah. There's an open position. Because he died. So we got to fill that spot.
Because he's died.
He died.
So I think we should each go to our own hometowns.
Ooh, I like that.
Each our own hometown sub.
And do like top of all time.
And just kind of see what's going on. You know what I mean? See what we got.
Oh, beautiful. I've only got 739 readers for Thousand Oaks.
How many?
739.
So I have 35.
My God.
This. So I'm on the one for...
You have 35?
I have 35 people are on the subreddit for Parkersburg, West Virginia. There are only 5 posts, and the third one down, the subject of the post is Bob Newell, and then the post is Bob Newell's a bitch.
You've got the best one.
And then the number one comment is I agree. And that's it.
Oh my God.
So Parkersburg, West Virginia, lots happening there.
Doesn't seem like Reddit has caught fire in my hometown either.
Where
I've got 54 readers, which is more than you, but not by much.
But what's yours though?
Mill Valley, California, which is a really nice, quaint little town. I was very lucky to grow up there, and I loved it.
That sounds so dope, dude.
It was pretty nice. I mean, it is nice.
Ooh.
But there's just not much going on Reddit there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of pathetic. I'm going to need to post some shit.
So the other adjacent place where I'm from is Marietta, Ohio. And I'm just going to pick a couple of the places where I've been so that I can get a cumulative of at least 100 people. This one has 10 readers. One user is here right now, which obviously is me. And there are only two posts. One is welcome to the unofficial Marietta, Ohio subreddit. Feel free to post as long as it's unrelated to our hometown, events, photographs, etc. No spam or excessive advertising, please. You will be banned. I know. And then this has been happening. This has been a community for 3 years. There's only one other post, and it is Muskingum. Any of the 8 subs here ever kayak the Muskingum? No comment.
Oh, my God. So,
the loneliest, don't know how the internet works group of people.
Damn.
Ever.
Yeah, I've got a couple here.
My town has a kick-ass. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'll just read because there's only one. So.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Blood-covered teens arrested as Mill Valley LSD party ends in violence.
What?
Whoa! The teens in Mill Valley are ripping it off.
Holy shit!
So much more exciting.
Yeah.
Oh
well, apparently
God.
There was an LSD party, which I'm sure was just a regular party, and 2 kids took LSD.
Yeah. Like,
the local
still
paper
covered
went
in blood.
Cray.
That's crazy.
I've got 2. My hometown, like where I was little and I grew up, Naperville, Illinois.
Naperville.
Named one of the snobbiest cities in the whole country.
Shout out Naperville.
Go to hell, Naperville. Come down to earth with us. And then the one I really grew up in, Thousand Oaks, armed robbers hit Oaks Mall jewelry store in the mall.
Oh.
Arms are, they went in with guns.
They went into
mall?
The mall with guns and a sledgehammer around 11:45 in the morning,
right.
Broke open display cases at Ben Bridge and made off with an undisclosed amount of merchandise.
Talk about a smash.
That
grab.
Is really bold.
Jeez.
That's amazing.
There you go. Those are my 2 towns.
So
you're Thousand Oaks, sir?
Yep.
Nice, dude. I was just out there the other day.
It's nice. It's a nice town.
It's pretty nice.
Westlake Village is kind of the nicer area.
Yeah, I went to this mall and went to Umami Burger. Got a burger.
That's a good spot.
Umami's
that like one along
pajamas.
The road. It's kind of like a strip.
It's It's like kind of like an indoor out. It was like an outdoor mall-y place, but it was nice.
Yeah,
it
got a little creek, fake creek going through it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
So I will say this. So I'm on. I just searched Parkersburg for the on all of Reddit to see kind of what came up, and there are lots of pretty interesting posts actually. So for decades, DuPont has been knowingly contaminating the drinking water in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Now the toxin in our blood. Or now the toxin is in the blood of most Americans. I actually have a relatable story to this. Maybe this answers the earlier question about what's the most interesting thing that's happened to me or how I've seen. So I actually, this thing that they're talking about, I was in a civil lawsuit when I was like 18 where I had to give my blood for them to, like everybody in my town was invited to give blood so that we could collectively sue DuPont.
Like a class action.
Yeah, class action, not civil lawsuit, class action lawsuit. Here's another one that is from Parkersburg, West Virginia. Wow. Signs.
So you're like, that's like an Aaron Brockovich type.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron Brockovich.
Did you, was there
I got $400 and a letter in the mail that said I might have thyroid problems.
Okay. Worth it.
Worth it. Yeah.
Did Aaron Brockovich come over to your house and say?
She was in Arkansas or something, right? Wasn't.
She was in Fresno area. She was Central Valley. Yeah.
We should have talked about her earlier.
Yeah. We.
Damn it.
Missed the boat.
See, again, Fresno. Blowing our minds.
Yeah. 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 Blowing our minds.
Totally interesting place. So another one from Parkersburg. So signs in McDonald's, were these legal or not? If could it be a PR disaster? So throwaway account for obvious reasons. We went to the local McDonald's in Parkersburg Center, and it had a sign on which read LGBT rainbow flag. No gays, no transgender people, no gender queer or non-gender binary people can be served here. Please use another restaurant. The management thanks.
Cool.
This is like, if I saw that in Parkersburg, I'd be like, yeah, yep. I'm not surprised at all. But so that's terrible. And then there's a post from Parkersburg on house porn. Which has gotten 210 points, so pretty high ranking.
Now that's beautiful.
It's a pretty nice little house. Not all of Parkersburg looks like that. Most of it doesn't.
It looks like a tiny Moscow.
Ooh, what is there to do in Parkersburg? Serious question. Man, sorry to be the one to tell you, but there's not much to do here. And then they just name like local Italian restaurants. True Reddit, and so Morbid Reality, this one was very popular. This is a big article that popped up not too long ago, and you're seeing this article all over the place. But welcome to beautiful Parkersburg, West Virginia, home to one of the most brazen, deadly corporate gambits in U.S. history, and that's about the DuPont thing I just talked about. I mean, that's really the hottest news from Parkersburg, where I'm from, is just the how much we got fucked up with DuPont's chemicals.
Yeah, that's really
which you see
up.
People post like constantly. Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
we got a little bit of something.
I like that. We went through our hometowns. Should we do a couple randoms before we sign off? A
couple randoms, and we'll close it out. You got anything else to say over there, Friday?
I'm back to this John Lang thing, and there's this theory that the police paid Guarantee Carpet Care to kill John Lang, and they signaled him through an ad that the police took out. It's pretty good stuff, dude. So like,
dude.
They're communicating through like ads in like the public newspaper.
We like, do like a
we need to kill
of
a guy. Can we,
just,
get...
we need to kill a guy. We're just a straight up ad.
Yeah, it's a straight up ad.
There's no code.
Don't ask questions. Just be here, ready to kill him.
No, they say clean deodorizing, which we all know is code for
clean up.
Right.
And then stain and pet odor removal. We know what that is.
Right.
Stabbing and chest removal.
And organs. And arson.
Upholstery.
Shit.
Water damage. Tile cleaning. You know what that means.
Pew.
Pew, pew.
Pew. Pew.
That's when like the sniper bullet hits you from.
Yeah. It's like right when it comes out, it's like pew. But when it hits your head, it's like.
Yeah, and then. Pink Mist City.
Yep. Shit.
So
we got to do a conspiracy next time.
We got to do another one?
Yes.
Get back to the conspiracy wall?
Yeah, those are always the, like, I've heard from several people that was their favorite.
Shout out.
Well, they're about to have a new favorite.
Cool. Fresno,
California.
There's a cool pod called Lizard People, I think it's called. And
is it really?
Lizard People.
It's fun. I like it just as a fan. I think she does a good job. It's a girl named something. I think her name's Caitlin.
Yeah, I like Caitlin.
But we're trying to get a little synergy going here. I mean, we already got it with True Swords. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing two blades right now.
Oh, cool. She does conspiracy theories.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. I was thinking we should get her on the pod and bring her in for one.
I mean, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Do a little cross promo.
Yeah.
I want at some point somebody needs to actually explain what lizard people thing is all about. Because anybody who actually believes the lizard people thing, I've got a beef.
Yeah?
Well, I just don't think it is that real.
12 million Americans know that the United States government is run by lizard people.
In a nutshell, lizard people are aliens pretending to be humans?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I get that. But that doesn't make it any more believable.
12 million
people?
Yes.
That's like 50% of the country, dude.
I had a... Is it?
I
said like 50%.
Okay. Who do you think...
runs the government?
Is definitely a lizard lizard person.
Well...
this guy, 100%. Paul Ryan is a lizard person.
He kind of looks reptilian.
Like
yeah.
a lizard. Look at his eyes.
Dang, I think
that's
you're right.
That's a lizard person.
I mean, everyone, top of all time is Hillary Clinton is for sure a lizard person.
Yeah,
and
she
kind of looks like an alien that just read the How to Be a Human handbook all the time. And she's like, ha!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at this picture.
Oh, boy.
You guys, I think we're onto something. I think the next pod, we need to do lizard people.
Hold on. All of our listeners are like, what's the fucking picture? Can you describe?
Go to didyoureadit.com. We already said so.
You have to describe it.
We're going to be posting lots of pictures of politicians that you think are human, but they're actually lizard people.
So there's a picture of Hillary Clinton taking off her face.
Taking off her lizard face. Which
real face, which
I'm
is a lizard.
To go political here, but I'm still voting for a lizard over Donald Trump.
God, and I can't decide. I'm going to vote for the third guy. Whoever it is.
The guy who didn't know about Aleppo?
Yeah.
I heard he's not a lizard.
Awesome interview with him the other day.
Who is he?
Gary Johnson?
Gary Johnson.
Is he a libertarian or something?
Yeah, he's a libertarian. He was interviewed by... he's from New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
He used to own weed dispensaries or something like that. And he was the governor of New Mexico. And I don't remember what the context was, but... that's amazing. There was... he was being interviewed by somebody from the New York Times or something, and at one point the New York Times guy was like busting his balls, and Gary Johnson was like, "Hey man, can we just help and let's take a second?" And I was kind of like, "Gary, I can."
Like you're a human being. Gary's not a lizard.
Gary's not a lizard, but he's competing in a lizard's world.
Yeah.
So he's gonna have to figure out how to be a lizard fast enough. All right, we're getting Joe Rogan timey, right. And Boobs here has to go interview a new sniper. So
we also do Foley art if anybody's hiring for the big picture.
Just say the word.
All right, so Fresno, California, suburb for Fresno. This really became a pod about. City subreddits, yeah, which is kind of an interesting thing. We only scratched the surface because we talked about Fresno the whole time, but which we picked completely arbitrarily.
Yeah, and I like that this didn't turn into a let's shit on Fresno. We actually learned a lot about it.
I'm into Fresno. I could get into that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with Fresno.
I feel like some people have like preconceived notions, and I like that we really cracked that open.
Cracked it open. I'm into Fresno. Go Bulldogs, I think, is maybe one of their...
I mean, we definitely, I'd say we peeled the onion.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled the wool off of our eyes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Out of our eyes.
That's right. We pulled the onions out of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's going on in Fresno now. We know it's a very interesting place with a rich history,
right.
Hot air, dirty air,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of credit cards, bunch of aliens,
right.
Not as much meth as you'd think. And no parking at the Big Boy Grills hot dog stand.
Don't do it.
And last note, congratulations, Fresno. I'm reading right now. There was a post 5 months ago. Amazon has announced there's now same-day shipping for Fresno Prime members. So welcome to the You're an Actual City Now Club.
Welcome to civilization.
I know. Way to go. Activist predicts death, says the cops killed him.
That's
which we've
still
seen that
open case.
Times. All right. Well, this is DigiReddit. Go to DigiReddit.com. Send us an email at DigiReddit@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe. Tell your friends.
Instagram us. Tweet us. MySpace us.
TrueSwords.com. Right now, they're having a really great deal on...
Lead caps.
Steel deal. Limited quantities. Great daily deals. Extreme discounts. Mystery deals. You're going to love them. I'm reading directly off their website. There's a Honshu War Sword. It's only $89.99 right now. You could probably kill your parents with it if you wanted.
Only if they deserve it.
Only if they deserve it. I'm not saying you should.
No, most parents but if they sure were, don't.
If they're pieces of shit, consider right. it, you know?
Yeah. And no, we're not speaking for TrueSwords.com. No. This is just something we just said.
But kill your parents is street slang for go chop up some melons in your backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Every kid knows that.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, so... this is It's Your Dad.
Dog Boobs.
And My Free Day.
Signing off. See you next week from DigiReddit.